The idea of civility has also been on the mind of Steve Zipperstein. He's a former chief assistant U.S. attorney in Los Angeles and wrote a piece for his hometown newspaper, the Santa Barbara News Press, in which he talks about the country being in what he calls a cold civil war. I spoke with him earlier and asked him what he means by that.
The mood in the country today seems very different from anything we've ever been through. The mood is dark, foreboding. It seems like from one day to the next, we don't know what's going to happen. We keep hearing bad news after bad news. And when I say bad news, what I really mean by that is that the level of rancor and strife, the divisiveness in the country is far worse than many of us have ever experienced, those of us who have been around.
Why do you think it has come to this?
For a lot of reasons. The level of discourse in the last presidential campaign and the primaries that preceded it was the worst we've ever seen. I think that's being driven by a number of factors. The ability of people to communicate directly through internet platforms, Twitter and Facebook and so forth. The ability of people to say anything that comes to mind without real fact-checking, without vetting, and the ability of people who say the most outrageous things to be able to get attention. The voices of moderate, centrist, mature, responsible people have been drowned out by those online, by those in the mainstream media as well. It just seems that the country is in the race for ratings and the race for attention. The most extreme voices are the ones that are being heard. And then that kind of sends a message when people say outrageous things that it's okay to say even more outrageous things to try to get more attention. And when we see violence at political rallies, other people look at that and they say, well, okay, we never really used to resort to violence before, but maybe now it's okay. So I think that there's a whole range of factors here that have contributed to this phenomenon that we're experiencing now, where we seem to be really not in a civil war characterized by fighting and violence, but a civil war that feels more like a cold war, a cold civil war.
When you talk about the idea of sort of the loudest and most extreme voices getting the most attention, it seems to me that that's kind of been that way for a little while. Has something changed, or did something change during the last election that has sort of led us to where we are as opposed to what happened in the preceding, you know, let's say 4, 5, 6 years?
Well, definitely. The last election was just so divisive. The rhetoric was so hostile. And I say this, by the way, with respect to both the Democrats and the Republicans. I'm not pointing fingers at anyone in particular or at either party. But we just have been through the most divisive political season in the country's history. There seemed to be no floor below which we wouldn't go. The rhetoric seemed to get worse and worse and worse as the campaign dragged on and on and on. And now that the campaign is over, it's continuing and it's getting even worse.
So how do you think this ends? How does it play out?
Well, I think like all other cycles in our history, sooner or later the pendulum will swing the other way as more mature, responsible voices begin to be heard over the din and the clamor of the more extreme voices.
In your piece, you call for civility in political discourse, in political rhetoric, in political dialogue. And here in Arizona, that's been a popular topic of discussion, especially since 2011, when former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords was shot. There was an institute at the University of Arizona formed to foster this sense of civility in political discourse. I'm wondering, how do you make that happen?
I think the Giffords shooting really marked a milestone for Arizona, and the way Arizona responded was remarkable and really stands as a great example for the rest of the country. We need to take that example. We need to empower the voices of moderation, the voices of centrism, to be able to recapture the true spirit of this country, which is a spirit of collaboration, consensus, not a spirit of division and disharmony. And the way we do that is by starting in our local communities, by setting an example for our children, first and foremost. We need to demand our politicians, our public servants, our community leaders also model much more responsible and civic behavior. We need to demand it of our media. We need to demand it of our government leaders in Washington, D.C. as well. All of us have a role to play. Every single person in this country has a role to play to help to heal these divisions and to bring an end to this cold civil war.
How long do you think that takes?
It's going to take a while. It's not going to happen overnight, but it's going to take a lot less time than some people may think and some people may fear. The reason I'm optimistic is because this country has always been able to pick itself up, dust itself off, and move forward after any crisis.
Steve Zipperstein is a former chief assistant U.S. attorney in L.A. We'll post a link to the piece he wrote called The New Cold War at theshow.kjzz.org.